Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A hard border is set to be established to stop meth from getting into WA. The state government will introduce tough new legislation to 22 permanent search zones and give more powers to police. Premier Mark McGowan says it'll replicate COVID conditions that saw meth usage drop across the state.
It's not the broader community. It's not walking down the street in Perth or Bunbury or Kalgoorlie or wherever it might be. It's on the border areas, border with the eastern states, the airport, the rail crossing, the ports.
Another school shooting has rocked the US and renewed calls for assault weapons to be banned. Three children, all aged 9, and 3 adults have been gunned down at a school in Nashville, Tennessee. The shooter, who's been identified by police as a 28-year-old former student, has been shot and killed by officers. This woman's child was a victim of last year's Parkland shooting, and she's demanding action.
These mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation.
A Sydney court has granted bail for a former SAS soldier accused of a war crime in Afghanistan. The 41-year-old's conditions include a $200,000 surety. It's alleged he fatally shot a man while deployed with Australian forces in 2012, and the case returns to court in May. The Premier says major gas projects in WA are safe despite changes to the safeguard mechanism. It follows an agreement between Labor and the Greens on the issue, which is the centrepiece of the federal government's climate change policy. To sport, Richmond's Nathan Broad will miss 4 games after being suspended by the AFL Tribunal over an ugly sling tackle. The weekend incident concussed Adelaide's Patrick Parnell. And still on footy, Fremantle's Hayden Young believes the team will have to be on alert in the derby against West Coast on the weekend. The 21-year-old says the Eagles forwards appear to be in red-hot form.
It looks like they moved the ball pretty well and gave their forwards some good looks. And yeah, their forwards look like they're up and about, so we're going to have to be on our toes and ready to go.
That kicks off at Optus on Sunday.